Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. My name is Mike, and I'm your host. And this week, it's our anniversary episode. Unbelievable, we have made it 4 years. That's over 208 episodes of Living an Ultra Life podcast. And Lord knows I never would have seen this coming when we started this thing 4 years ago, because I just wanted to do something that basically said, you know, I'm tired of hearing we can't do this, we can't do that, we can't do this. And I just like, you know, let's just start a podcast and tell people what we can do. And so my beautiful, awesome wife and editor and I found recording equipment. We figured out how to record on a podcast. We figured out how to get it posted on Apple, Google, all those type of different podcast players. And 4 years ago, we launched this thing and we had our very first podcast. It was pretty amazing. We learned a lot along the way. We still have recording challenges, but it was just really, really amazing. So the first year, pretty much all of the podcast were me talking. We had two guests our first year. Our very first guest was John LaCroix of Human Potential Running Series on October 12th of 2021. And then we kind of moved on from there. We figured out the whole how do you record a guest and all that kind of stuff. Year two, from the 21st of December 2021 to the 13th of December 2022, we had 20 guests on, including a young lady who we were her very first podcast. And I remember her ending the podcast and her biggest, she had won a couple of 100-mile races. I thought she was a big deal. But her biggest thing was, I just wish the shoe company that I use all the time would just send me a free pair of shoes. Well, folks, she's still kicking butt and doing amazing things. And not only did that shoe company begin sending her free pairs of shoes, but she's now a sponsored athlete by that shoe company, signing one of the largest contracts in the history of ultra running and trail running. Pretty amazing. If you would have told me that we would have been one of her first podcasts, I would have said, yeah, right, and laughed. Year three, we had 26 guests. And this last year, we had 37 guests on out of 52 podcasts. So we, out of 208 plus podcasts, we've had 85 guests, which to me is just really amazing, because honestly, I get the most delight, and Jenny can confirm this, but I get the most delight when I finish a podcast chat with somebody and I just get off and say, wow, that was so refreshing to hear somebody's story and to hear the way that they're looking at life and out there just crushing, you know, little things and big things. Folks, we've had amazing, amazing guests on. And I just want to tell you, I'm just incredibly blessed to have these guests on. I think the biggest thing that I have taken away from all these podcasts is that everybody has a story. And one of the biggest delights out there is to encounter somebody, invite them on the podcast, listen to them tell their story, and then for the light to come on that, oh, I have a story. I have a story that people want to hear. I can tell my story. And so we're never going to be one of those big name podcasts where everybody in the globe listens to it or anything like that. That's not who we are. But we're always going to be that podcast that has people on that just have a story to tell. And the best story that's never been told is the one that hasn't been heard and the one that hasn't been told yet. And so I don't know who we're going to have on for guests in the future, but I can't wait to see what year five has to roll out. I'm just so excited about where we're going. One of the things that I've done probably the past 2 years is I ask God to give me a word for the year. And so those of you who are tracking along with this know that indomitable was my word for 2024. And I've watched people take that word and turn it into a theme that has got them through some of the hardest races they probably would have ever thought they could run in their lives. I've watched people think it means abominable and pronounce it abominable. Yes, Mr. Up in DC, I'm talking about you, and I love you to tears, and I'm so happy to see you finish your first 100 mile. You are abominable. And I've just watched a lot of people take that whole word indomitable, a little mountain here in the Hampton Roads area on Wednesday morning gets turned into the indomitable mount, which I think is quite funny. And a bunch of people go out and run indomitable mount on Wednesday mornings now. Totally cracks me up. It's wild to me to watch where people go with something and how they do it. 2024 has been quite a year for me personally as a runner. When I started this year, I knew I wanted to do really, really hard things. And so I had signed up for 6 days in the dome. That was kind of my 60th birthday present to myself. And I ran Swami's Shuffle 200 again. Finished despite probably being at my absolute worst at about around mile 96, honestly hoping I would die in the sand with major problems coming out of me. And it was probably the worst I ever felt in my entire life running, not even just running. I think it was the worst I've ever felt in my entire life, maybe except for that first time I had Giardia in Central Asia. But it wrecked my body, electrolyte imbalance, and then just bad food and lack of food along the way. And my body was wrecked. And I thought at mile 96 of Swami Shuffle 200, I was done. Somehow, by the grace of God, I got back up out of the sand, and with a good friend, Adam, traveled all the way down from Virginia Beach and brought me soup and crackers and nursed me all the way to the lighthouse. Thank you, Adam. That was amazing self-sacrifice on your part doing that in the middle of the night. It's amazing what your body can do, because I do believe I passed out in the parking lot and Swami Shuffled 200 and at the lighthouse, and then I got back up and moved again, and I finished the race in 96 hours. That amazed me. That showed me that I was indomitable. It showed me that I could do hard things, and it showed me that no matter how fast or slow you move, you need to be able to rely on an army of people that are going to get you through. Then I went down to, or went up to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where I ran for 6 days on a 433-meter track in an indoor hockey arena and experienced new levels of pain that I never thought I would experience before in my life. My one prayer going into it was, God, make me a better man coming out of this than I am going into it. There was a lot of things that happened during that time, and I can tell you, any big light shining down from heaven or anything like that, but I just had some incredible God moments in that hockey arena. I tried to be an encourager to everybody around me. So I would start out every day with the weird little weather report where I would announce that the weather was the same in the hockey arena as it was the day before. I had nicknames for everybody, and Lord knows I can't remember all the nicknames, but I made lifelong friends and acquaintances that I'll never forget being able to spend time with. The Warrior Princess out of New Zealand, just an amazing, amazing lady that I'm just so fond of what she's done. Getting to meet this gal from India who just was indomitable. There's no other word for what she is, and just being able to watch her do amazing things and run around with just an incredible attitude, and hearing about what athletes in India have to go through in order to be able to compete at these big races. Watching Megan Eckert, who by the way went out and made the USA 24-hour team at Desert Solstice this last weekend, 150 something miles in 24 hours. Oh my goodness. She's an amazing athlete. Joel and Alana Rich are a couple that I met down there out of Florida, and just watching their relationship, how they encouraged each other as they went around the track for, 6 days, and then they're obviously insane because they're signed up to do it again. Finally, getting to meet Lindsay, who is one of my favorite warriors out there. She has alopecia, and she has just done amazing things with something that a lot of people find very awkward to deal with. And she is just such an amazing young lady. It was just so much fun to see her. And then other guys like David Johnston, I had heard about this guy. But then getting to watch him go out there and lay down numbers on the track that were just incredible. John Giesler, who I'll get to see again in Across the Years, Barney Riesbach. I met incredible people at 6 days in the Dome, and it was just amazing, amazing time. The rest of 2024, I would say, has been a year of, once again, coming up a little bit short of a sub-2400 miler, working that disappointment out with my wife, and being able to talk about those things, whether it was a failure or whether it was, hey, we set a new PR. Those discussions are something that I think are just so enriching. And then that kind of started a two-month period where I have been on the road a lot, bringing coats and clothes and more shoes than I've ever seen in my entire life to the flood victims in Western Virginia, and just being able to bless some people and hearing stories. I keep on hearing stories from Melissa down in Galax about what's happening with the donations that the Hampton Roads community of runners donated to and selflessly gave. It was amazing. Going down, being able to bless my soon-to-be 85-year-old mom and 84-year-old dad with a visit at Thanksgiving, where I just hopped in the car and drove all the way down, put up Christmas lights with my dad, which just made me feel amazing just to be able to do that. That's the first time I think I've ever been able to put up Christmas lights with my dad. We went at his pace, and it was just such an amazing blessing. But yeah, it's been, for me, this year has been just mind-blowing, and just this podcast just keeps on blowing my mind. I think I'm going to pause right here and bring in Jenny for just a second.
Hi, guys. Well, most of you know that I'm not quite as thrilled as Mike is about staying up for 24 hours or 36 hours or 72 hours or 6 days in a dome. But I have thoroughly enjoyed editing the stories and hearing the success and the victory and the overcoming that human beings do in this life, because it reminds me that even when things aren't going the way we all want them to be going, that there is still a point that we can make it through and that our story helps somebody else make it through. So I appreciate everyone who's come on the show and allowed me to edit your works. And I look forward to hearing from you in the coming year. Happy 4th anniversary, my corner.
And that is the secret of my success, is my beautiful, incredible, awesome, wonderful princess bride of a wife, Virginia Lee Horner. Success looks a lot different than what I thought it was going to look like. When I first started this podcast, I thought, ooh, we're going to turn this into like a money-making machine. And then the more we did it, I realized it's just a small, it's sort of like Shared in Wyoming, but it's more like Spotted Pony Wyoming type of podcast. And those of you who are from Wyoming will get that reference. I thank you, the listeners, who I thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I thank you for bearing with us as we've gone through many iterations of how we actually deliver this podcast. And I really just admire people who are out there just doing ordinary things that they don't think are extraordinary. But when you get to know them, you know, like our last guest we had on the week before this one goes, David Solomon, I didn't even know he had muscular dystrophy until the very end of the podcast, and he announces this, and I'm sitting there going, whoa, whoa, time out, dude, because you're just a badass out there doing amazing things, running ultra after ultra after ultra after ultra with muscular dystrophy. You know, we've had cancer survivors who tell their story about surviving cancer. One of my favorites is this little bitty gal, 70-year-old gal out of Richmond, who told us her story about loss and recovery and how she's used running and biking to just continue to get out there and do her thing. Y'all, I'm blessed. I just cannot wait. Now, I told you that I have a word. And so the word for me for 2025, which I'm still trying to unwrap the whole meaning behind it, is contrarian. So the word contrarian sounds pretty much like, you know, it's contrary. But really, when you dial down deep into the definition of contrarian, it means to go the opposite direction that everybody else is going. I'm not really sure what this is going to mean for 2025, but I do know one thing. Every single one of us was uniquely created with a divine purpose that is all our own. When we follow everybody else, when we follow the crowd and do what everybody else is doing, we stifle that uniqueness. And so, what I believe contrarian is going to be is to look at what you're doing that everybody else is doing and then figure out how you're unique. I'm not saying don't go to all the races because everybody else is going to them. I'm saying look at how you're unique. Look at how you were created in a way that is you and you only, and go that direction instead of just going the direction that everybody else is going. Because we've got a lot of things that we can contribute to this society that we're blessed to be a part of if we'll just go out and be just a little bit contrarian. And so that wraps up. Happy anniversary. 4 years, wow, of doing this still blows my mind. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. You guys make living an ultra life what it is.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultra Life.